When the armies of the First Crusade captured Jerusalem in July 1099, they achieved something that many people in Europe had considered almost unimaginable. After years of marching, hunger, disease, internal rivalries, and brutal warfare, a coalition of nobles, knights, clergy, and ordinary pilgrims from the Latin Christian West had seized the sacred city that stood at the heart of their spiritual imagination. Yet the conquest of Jerusalem did not mark the end of the crusading story. In many ways, it marked the beginning of a more difficult and complicated phase. Winning a city through siege warfare was one challenge. Governing a collection of cities, castles, ports, villages, agricultural districts, pilgrimage routes, and vulnerable frontier zones for generation after generation was something entirely different. The territories established by the Crusaders in the Eastern Mediterranean became known collectively as the Crusader States, although the people who lived in them would not necessarily have used that modern term. To Latin Christians from Western Europe, these lands were often called Outre-mer, a French expression meaning beyond the sea. The name captured both distance and identity. These territories belonged to a world that was geographically far from France, Italy, Germany, and England, but they remained connected to Europe through ships, merchants, pilgrims, family networks, military expeditions, and religious institutions. They were neither simple European colonies nor isolated military camps. They became hybrid societies shaped by constant negotiation between conquest and coexistence, faith and pragmatism, ambition and survival. For principal political entities emerged from the crusading conquests of the late 11th century and early 12th century. The most prestigious was the Kingdom of Jerusalem, centered on the Holy City itself. To the north stood the County of Tripoli, established along the Mediterranean coastline. Farther north lay the Principality of Antioch, a powerful and often fiercely independent state built around one of the great cities of the ancient world. Inland and northeast of Antioch was the County of Edessa, the first of the Crusader states to be created and the first to fall. Each territory had its own political culture, military problems, geography, economic strengths, and ruling families. Together they formed a fragile but remarkably persistent Latin Christian presence in the Levant. The rulers of these territories faced a difficult reality from the beginning. The Crusaders had arrived as conquerors, but they were a small minority in lands inhabited by diverse populations. Most of the rural population consisted of Arabic-speaking Christians, Muslims, and other local communities whose ancestors had lived in the region for centuries. There were also Armenians, Syriac Christians, Greek Orthodox Christians, Maronites, Jews, and members of several Eastern Christian traditions unfamiliar to many Western Europeans. The Latin settlers brought their own churches, legal customs, aristocratic traditions, and military institutions, but they could not replace the existing population. They had to rule through a combination of force, accommodation, taxation, alliance, and careful political calculation. The Kingdom of Jerusalem became the symbolic center of this new crusading world. Its first leader was Godfrey of Bouillon, one of the most respected commanders of the First Crusade. Godfrey refused to take the title of king, perhaps because he believed it inappropriate to wear a royal crown in the city where Jesus Christ had worn a crown of thorns. Instead, he was called Advocate of the Holy Sepulchre, a title that emphasized guardianship rather than monarchy. His position was not entirely secure. The Crusaders had conquered Jerusalem, but they controlled limited territory beyond its walls. They still faced Muslim armies, internal disputes, and uncertainty about whether Western reinforcements would continue to arrive. When Godfrey of Bouillon died in 1100, his brother Baldwin of Boulogne succeeded him and took the more direct title of King of Jerusalem. As Baldwin I, he transformed the kingdom from a sacred prize into a functioning state.